Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Did you get some sleep last night? Did anyone sleep in later than normal because of all the excitement yesterday? Or were you up early, eager to get back to playing? We're half and half here in my house. I'm a morning person, so I can't really sleep in even if I wanted to. And my daughter's the same way. But if she and I can stay quiet, or we get out of the house, the rest of the family certainly takes advantage. This morning, my daughter and I chose option B, and we took a walk through the Grace Harbor Pine Preserve. We had to bundle up since it was only 28 degrees. There were a few folks out taking a walk or going for a run, and we got to pet a few dogs. But for the most part, the day after Christmas is one of those slow days around town. A lot of the shops are closed through the weekend and will reopen on Monday. Thankfully, the coffee shop at the bookstore was open, and my buddy Bobby the barista made us each a peppermint hot chocolate to help warm up after our walk. While we were there, the 12 Days of Christmas song came on. Do you know that one? On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. The gifts in that song are kind of silly, right? You know what else is silly? This is one of those songs where every time you sing a new verse, you repeat all the things that have come before in all the previous verses. So, for example, on the first day, you get a partridge in a pear tree. Then, on the second day, you get two turtle doves and another partridge in a pear tree. The third day, you get three French hens and then more turtle doves, partridges, and pear trees. Well, for fun, someone went through the whole song and counted everything up. Over the 12 days, you would get 12 trees, 40 golden rings, 140 people doing everything from milking cows to playing drums, and a grand total of 184 birds. Who has room for all that? I know I don't. Of course, that's just a fun song. But did you know that Christmas really is supposed to be 12 days long? Yep, it's not just one day. It runs from December 25th through January 5th. It's a season, just like Advent was. So we spend time preparing for Christmas, and then we spend time celebrating it. We don't just rip open a bunch of presents and move on. I wonder what your next couple of days look like. School is still out. Some adults may take a day or two off of work. Some families have extra Christmas gatherings with extended family or friends, and maybe even get to open more presents. Some of you might be heading out of town for a short vacation. And of course, we have New Year's in a week. Whether it's going to be a busy week or a slow week, is there something you could do each day to remind each other that it's still Christmastide? That's the official name of the season, Christmastide. Maybe you greet each other each morning by saying Merry Christmas. Maybe you keep playing Christmas music at home or in the car. Or maybe there are some Christmas crafts you could work on in your downtime. Brainstorm together as a family and see what you come up with. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. While you were thinking, I came up with something we might try in our family. Each night at dinner, we could take a different character from the Christmas story. Everyone from Mary and Joseph to the shepherds or wise men, to even the angels or the stable animals. And then talk about what the events of Christmas would have been like for them. What did they see, hear, think, feel? That could be a fun way to use your imagination to think deeper about the Christmas story. Okay, before we go, let's pray together. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that Christmas is not over. Over the next couple of weeks, you invite us to keep thinking about your love for us and how that love showed up on Christmas. May that continue to shape our hearts and minds. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Friday, and we'll close out the week together tonight.